For those of you who aren't dealing with such visual elements, you might just want to experiment with podcasting. You can get into the podcasting phenomena and mark up your audio files with RSS tags so people can subscribe to your podcast and receive your new lecture every day, or you can simply post the audio on your website. To do that, all you need is a voice recorder, like Griffin Technologies' iTalk, and an iPod. Check it out, people. Now you have a perfectly legitimate reason to get that iPod you've always wanted. Connect your voice recorder, strap on your iPod, and lecture away. When you're finished, you can post the audio on your website as is, or use any number of programs to edit and embellish it. Maybe add some ambient music in the background or other effects to grab your students' attention. I don't have an iPod, but I use my computer's microphone for simple audio capture. I've been using iMovie and GarageBand for sound editing, but another free option would be Audacity, which works on both Macs and PCs. With your lectures posted on the web, students have a fabulous opportunity to review their lessons.